Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, folks. We are continuing to provide information in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. Joining us at this time is Fran Phoenix, Clico Communications Strategist. Fran, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, Fran, thank you so much for revisiting with us. When we reached out before, I know you were putting numbers together, and that's what people want to hear about, the number of outages and whether or not we've made any gains. So where do we stand at the present time?
We have made some progress. We're continuing our damage assessment, but we are restoring power. As of noon today, we have restored power to approximately 12,000 customers, or 30% of those that were impacted. The hardest hit parishes were Iberia, St. Mary, and St. Tammany parishes. And right now, Iberia has about 265 customers without power. St. Mary has 13,814, and St. Tammany has about 11,000. So that's what we have left to go. Our crews are out. We have a helicopter in the air flying overhead to look at the damage. The damage assessment phase of the restoration is very important because that lets us know what we're looking at and can actually enable us to give customers some estimated restoration time. So that's what we're hoping to have for them later today. But right now, we're 12,000 restored, and 30%. And at the start of the storm, at the height, we had about 37,000 customers out. So we are making some progress.
So you guys anticipate the assessment phase being completed at some point in time in the late afternoon of today so that you can provide better information for your customers as to restoration, right?
Definitely. Now, that doesn't mean that we still won't be looking at damage tomorrow.
Right, right.
That's possible. But surely, you know, today with the conditions being safe, the crews are out. We have 1,700 crews here. That's tree trimmers, line mechanics, and damage assessors are in that number. And they work and restore power as they are assessing damage. So it's not like we just assess damage, then restore. We do it at the same time.
And Fran, I believe Clico announced earlier today that in the assessment phase, they were able to determine that your transmission corridors were actually intact and not any issue.
Yeah, it does appear that we're not, don't have anything major out on the transmission side. But again, we're still in the early stages of the assessment. So I don't want to say that that's not possible as we continue to uncover and look and inspect. But as of now, no major transmission out. So that's a good thing.
Right. And then it falls to the distribution side. Do you know whether or not any substations have been significantly impaired?
I do not know. That's part of an update that we'll get a little later this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have calls a couple of times a day with our command center, kind of like our war room.
Right.
And that's where we get all the updates. So this storm, like I said, it did not impact our entire service territory, which is a good thing. St. Tammany, which is part of our Eastern District, we have 103,000 customers in that area. So as of now, they have about 11,000 out. The Acadiana region, which is St. Mary and Iberia parishes, they have the rest of the outages are there. So the good thing is that the resources, you know, can all go to those areas. We're not looking at like a statewide where our northern district is impacted or the central, which is where I'm located in central Louisiana. So if there's some good news, that's a bit of good news because that means we can put all of our manpower in the eastern and southern districts.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Fran. We truly appreciate the update on the numbers, and best of luck to you guys in the restoration efforts.
Sure. I just want to make sure. Did I miss your question? I have a lot going on. I'm reading. Okay.
No, not at all. In fact, we appreciate you going back and revisiting the numbers and coming back on later in the show because, you know, your customers want to hear that, and we truly appreciate it.
Well, I thank you all for checking in with us and helping us share this information with our customers. I guess I would close by saying, while, you know, of course, customers are without power, the thing that we do now after a storm, you want to make sure you stay safe. And to do that, you need to stay away from power lines. Assume all lines are energized. And if you're operating a generator, make sure you're doing it safely in a well-ventilated area. If there is an emergency and you see wire sparking or a fire, definitely call our 800 number, 1-800-622-6537.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Fran Phoenix, Clico Communication Strategist. Thank you for joining us.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.